Yes, a great deal more must be done, and many of you have written poignant letters asking what you can do. Of paramount importance, we urge you to stop focusing on the cruelty and negligence animals endure and feeling distraught about it. Via the universal law of attraction that's in perpetual operation, the low vibrations of those negative feelings and thoughts are helping to continue what you want to end. Sending out the high vibrations of gratitude for the innumerable endeavors on animals' behalf spreads light throughout the animal kingdom. Beloved family, there is far more goodness and light in your world than you may think, and your every loving thought, feeling and deed adds to the abundance that is transforming your world. With love, respect and honor, we salute you and accompany you every step toward the myriad glories of Earth's golden age. Love and peace, Matthew. Previously Saint Matthew of the Bible, one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, Suzanne Ward, susie@mathbooks.com, the 13th of May 2014, Commander Ashtar, update on the present clearing process. Philip, there are times where the work you are doing is demanding that we leave you alone. In this phase, where your bodies are dealing with major adjustments, it would be counterproductive to keep you busy with additional tasks. Every one of you is going through major changes. During April, you experienced for yourself how intensive this clearing was. The outpouring of energies upon you has affected your bodies in rather the same way as with nature following a thunderstorm. You have probably noticed that after a storm, the sun seems brighter, the air purer, and that everything is more in harmony. And, just as in the aftermath of a thunderstorm, everything that needed to be cleared is transformed and dissolved. This thunderstorm was especially heavy, as you yourselves have experienced, and the clearing process has not yet finished. The only absolute term in the universe is that changes are happening. However, the divine plan is proceeding like clockwork. Those who have doubts are still focusing too much on the outer symptoms of this clearing. Whoever claims that there are no outward signs of what we are telling you here, even though this is not true, might like to look in the mirror and compare themselves with the person they were a few months ago. Switch off your brain and concentrate on your heart. The best indication of your progress is that you are unceasing in your efforts to make the world a better place for all that is, and you are progressing tirelessly, irrespective of how exhausting your journey may appear at times. And so it is, dear ones, you agreed to follow the path of all that is. You are the wayshowers that have been chosen to pave the way for the human collective. The tsunami of love is in full flow and you are ready to receive the major wave. And here we would like to remind you that this major wave is not coming from outside, it is beginning and developing inside you. Open your heart to the tsunami of love and you will be totally prepared for the arrival of this major wave that is in its final approach and will clear you at the right time. As we have said, the tsunami of love is a forerunner of your ascension. It is preparing you for your ascension with your physical body. And if you would like to know just where you are at this present time in the process of ascension, then let us give you this picture. Imagine that you are standing in front of a huge, bright portal of absolute beauty. This portal is flooded with gentle, lovely music and total peace. You are directly in front of it, and your hand is on the handle that opens the door of the portal. All that stops you from pressing the door handle are the last transformations within you, which still have to be resolved to be able to receive what is ready for you beyond the portal. So you see, you are more than close to your destination. Don't ease off in your process of clearing, which will enable you to pass through the portal. As tiresome as it may seem to be, without this clearing process, passage through the portal cannot take place. Spirit's plan for humanity is implemented. Nothing has changed this, neither the present unrest in your world nor your free will. Your free will is the most precious commodity that you have received from Spirit, and it is, to all who are taking part in the process of the ascension of the human collective, holy and surely not to be violated. But it is not only the uplift of humanity that is dependent upon your ascension has an effect on the whole universe. Therefore, your free will is holy as a part of the ascension, but it cannot and must not lead to the situation where the divine plan is not implemented. Your free will is considered insofar as it is compatible with the divine plan. Is it possible to adjust and to modify the divine plan by your willpower? Of course, as long as it is compatible with the plan, as happened when humanity decided to ascend collectively. Spirit has considered your collective, not individual, free will and has agreed that humanity will ascend together, so the divine plan was adjusted accordingly. But there was a clear agreement relating to the conditions for this adjustment. First of all, it should not mean that Gaia and her inhabitants have to stay much longer in the lower vibrations. Please remember that it was Gaia herself who asked for help and who initiated the ascension project. Furthermore, that your ascension is affecting the whole universe, and it is the pioneer for the ascension of other planets in your universe. For this reason, the waiting period was deliberately concise. A further condition is that the individual free will of a few can no longer affect the collective free will. Herewith we are referring to those who for some reason do not want to take part in the ascension, be it for keeping the status quo and not losing their power, or because they have planned their ascension for a later time. This is important to understand. The dark forces can have no more influence on your ascension. This is the reason why we are tirelessly pointing out that you should not allow any of their actions to prevent you from focusing on your ascension work. Send them light and love, and do not forget that they are also players in the game called life. In a nutshell, we wish to say that everything is well. We are immensely proud of you and how you are participating in this endgame. Please do not let your trust weaken, and when you have any doubts, get in contact with your brothers and sisters behind the veil. Ask us for strength and help. You are never alone, not for one single moment. This is the most important fact to remember again and again. I am Ashtar, your star brother, who is talking to a number of souls on this side of the veil. And it is a great pleasure and honor for me to be this ambassador. In deepest love, Ashtar. Channeler, Philip. The 4th of July 2014, Cosmic Creator. Awareness on the possible changes brought forth by the close passing by of planet Nibiru will bling off. It is seen that the month of July could bring certain events into full action, events of a political, economic nature, and also events of a natural nature slash physical nature. These events could therefore propel humanity into a state of extreme crisis for many, especially those not able to sense and feel a connection with Mother Earth, not knowing of the intimacy that truly exists between the Divine Mother and all of her creatures. This could well create a much more difficult transition for them through times which may well be seen as a crisis period for many others. This awareness, however, does not predict, does not say it must and will be so. It, however, reads the energies that are coming forward. It sees the manipulations of certain ones who are the hidden dark powers, the ones who have long controlled and manipulated planet Earth, and sees there are many paths now that have led to this point of crisis, this acute phase in the journey of Mother Earth and of humanity. If it is so that you may experience from the midpoint of the month of July onwards events of great consequence, that you may as a result remember the deeper bond that you have with the planet and of course with Spirit itself. This awareness will now say that the planet Nibiru will play a major part in what is seen as possibly ahead, one of upheaval, chaos, of the energies of conflict and challenge. This awareness is not prepared to predict that it could destroy planet Earth, or that it may totally destroy its civilization and all that is now known, for it is not seen by this awareness that it need become as extreme as this. That many have prophesied doom and gloom with the approach of that planet known as Nibiru, also known as Planet X, and also known as Wormwood, but this awareness will say that there have been mitigating circumstances around the arrival of Nibiru. It has been entrapped up to now in a force field, in a gravitational pocket of the sun for many, many months and has been held back from proceeding along a designed, designated route that it is following through your solar system. The Galactic Federation forces have been key in this and have held back the approach of Nibiru, but it was always understood, because it has always been part of the divine design and plan, that Nibiru would one day be released so that it can continue on its designated route, that it can pass Earth, not to the same degree, not in the same proximity as an earlier path would have led it. This was prevented and altered, to become a different timeline that many have now gone through. Indeed, this awareness would say all of those lightworkers who are reading these words at this point, have been through. They were not to be part of the previous timeline, one with its fully dramatic effects of a closer passage of Nibiru to planet Earth and which would have been much more destructive on a planetary level. Yet it is also seen that the energies of Nibiru are necessary to bring certain things to completion, certain dark powers down from their mighty thrones, changes both on economic levels, social levels, geopolitical levels, geological, physical levels. The energies of Nibiru are now being allowed to proceed, so that these changes can occur. This awareness will state that those lightworkers who have made the necessary adjustments and choices, both consciously and most importantly unconsciously, will therefore place them in a situation where their experience of the events ahead will not be as dramatic and catastrophic as other previous choices, other chosen timelines from earlier on. Yet at the same time there is a need for the energies of Nibiru to intercede, to intersect with the planet herself, with the divine destiny of Mother Earth and those who reside upon her surface and even those who reside under her surface. This is part of a divine plan, a divine stipulation that the energies of the Prime Source have put out, is putting out for the advancement on many levels for the planet herself, for humanity itself, for all the creatures on the planet as well, and those beings and creatures under the surface as well. Therefore Nibiru is seen as being able to play a part in the acceleration of the energies of change that are moving forward, one that is seen by this awareness as that which may well truly commence around the middle of July. If it does proceed, many will then experience these energies of upheaval and chaos, and those unprepared will be thrown into confusion and chaos by the unfolding events. That is why this awareness at this time is recommending that individuals remember that this too is part of the ebb and flow, part of the cycles of spiritual evolution of both the planet and the collective consciousness of humanity, and of spirit itself. Nibiru could play an important in this equation, in this formula. It would not simply be a negative factor, not a destructor of that which is now the reality imposed upon the many who have chosen to experience the special lessons of life on planet Earth. They have indeed all chosen before incarnation upon Earth to experience upheaval and change, chaos, destruction and rebirth, in order to rebuild all that which may be swept away with that which will be better, be superior and be in alignment with Source, with Divine Spirit, with the planet herself. Therefore the approach of Nibiru would not seen by this awareness as a potential dreaded event of catastrophe, but as one which many have prophesied and that many have also held would come about by its close approach. It would become an instrument of the Divine Source, a tool of change that has long been anticipated, long been prophesied, long been felt within the depths of the human soul itself. It could now be time for Nibiru to come forth, a time for the deeper and more profound earth changes to commence. Channeled by Will and Kirsty Summerfield Billing of at http://rainbowphoenix.com. Although the above events did not occur as foreseen, we believe they may possibly be postponed until the autumn solstice of September. See the Street Germain message below with his reference to a coming together within months of an intersection, opening period of events. The 22nd of July 2014, Divine Source Mother, Goddess of Love. Her plan of love for our ascension, through Linda Dillon on Steve Biko's An Hour with an Angel. Divine Mother, I speak to you as one and I speak to you as love. Sweet angels, hybrids, earthkeepers, star seeds, and everything in between. Archangels, seraph, cherubs, fairies, gnomes, familiars, wingmakers, you have so many entities, so many aspects, so many faces to express of yourselves and to your friends of Earth and far beyond, and yet how do I know each of you? I know you by your soul design of love. I know every portion of your being, every fiber, every particle. Oh, do not think, dear hearts, that I do not know the familiar face. Because I do. Yes. So often, you have thought of me as distant mother, with limited capacity, might I say. Which is quite humorous. How could I possibly know billions and billions and billions of faces? Let alone the secrets of your hearts. Well, I have an excellent cataloging system, dear hearts. The way that you look if you sit down, say, at a dinner table with friends, and you look around, and maybe it's four of you. Maybe it's 8, maybe it's 20, but you know the people around the table. You know who they are, You know somewhat of their backgrounds, you read their energy, you feel their joy or their disdain or their discomfort. So it is with me. And I look down upon you, yes, certainly as a collective. But do not think I do not know you. How could I not know myself? For you carry my love, my divinity within you. You are the direct expression of all. If you are not, and this is true, by the way, not only of those of you humans that we call of Gaia, but of many universes, you have difficulty expanding your head, your mind, not your heart, but your mind, to comprehend such vastness. And yet, such vastness also rests within you. Many of you may find it very easy to love collectively your star brothers and sisters, or collectively all who inhabit Venus or Andromeda or Arcturus or Electra. One of the things that I wish to discuss this day is how you can love humanity, how you can love period, no conditions set at all. And we will even set discussion of containment aside. How can you love everyone upon your planet? Beloveds, you are at a critical intersection, and the chaos and the mayhem upon my beloved Gaia is extreme. Now, is this part of the plan? Does all this hatred, envy, control, greed, pain, have need to come to the surface? Unfortunately at this time, yes. Do you need to love it? No. You need to learn to love the essence, the divinity, of all beings. Yes, including humans. When you have been having your conversation about core issues, and it is so, my light workers, my ground crew, you are being faced with the belief of issues that have threatened you or made you feel inadequate, in past times. And we will get to the heart of this today, but first I wish to speak to the human collective. Think of the core issues of your old third dimension and of humanity that have clung to that reality. It is all at the surface. Let me elaborate somewhat on what St. Germain has said to thee. You have not ever been appointed as judge or jury for each other or for humanity, for the human race, to commit yourself to ascension, to love, to the gift of grace, the divine qualities. It cannot and does not include judgment of others. Of course you are discerning. You have been given magnificent emotional, mental, and even ego acuity. I am not asking you to deny your intelligence, dear hearts. But what I am asking is to step back and send the love. Because it is not the judgment. It is only the love that can heal, transmute and transform these energies of chaos that are rampant. You say to me, Mother, and I hear your cries, morning, noon and night, Mother, why are you permitting this? Archangel Michael, why are you permitting this? Why are women and children being brutalized, killed, raped, sacrificed? Why are men, and women, being permitted to wage atrocity? It's not a matter of who did what first. Why is this permitted? Humanity, humans, humans that carry my spark, the Father's knowing, wisdom, everything that was ever required, are committing these actions. And I do not merely mean the actions of war. I mean the actions that are of cruelty, of bigotry, of segregation, of financial cruelty, political cruelty, injustice. Now, why am I allowing this to take place? Please remember, this cruelty is not my creation. This is a human creation, and you beg me, you say, Mother, make it stop. Dear hearts, I could not agree with you more. How? How, when all is now in alignment at this time, how do you ascend? How does collective ignition take place if there is not love? How does this happen? You, and I do not mean you who are listening, so again I tell you, I am speaking and calling to the people of Earth. You have asked to ascend as one. You have asked to be the embodiment of the highest realm of consciousness, in form, collectively, creating, inhabiting Nova, Earth, Terra Gaia. This cannot occur without collective love. Now, who is turning that ignition key? It is not merely me, us up here. It is not merely the archangels or what you refer to as my company of heaven. It is not merely your star brothers and sisters. It is not even merely Gaia herself. Your hand is on the ignition as clearly as mine is. And the energy to turn that key is love. It always has been, it always will be. This is never going to change. So I beckon to you to call forth the love, not for the heinous acts, but for that spark of divinity that I have birthed in each and every one of you. Time now is of the essence. Your time, my time, divine timing. Your planet is playing brinkmanship. Now, will this be permitted? No. Your star brothers and sisters will not allow it. But it is a very dangerous game, and it is dangerous because it is soul-destroying. So never has it been more important in this process than now to love the group. So, you look at a group such as Isis, it is a very good example. Do not try to separate them from yourself, because what you are then doing is you are creating segmentation, fragmentation, isolation, abandonment. And that is of the old paradigm. Take the entire area and say, today, I send strong thoughts of love to everybody who is carrying war and violence in their hearts. Now, this covers not only the atrocities in the Ukraine, and in the Middle East, in Detroit, in Chicago, in Washington, in Sudan, in Somalia, it covers the person who is cutting their wrist, wanting to die, because they are doing violence to themselves, out of hatred of themselves and their life. So, group it that way. And if you know of a person, and all of you do, all of you, it would take about 10 seconds of your time, and none of mine, to visualize in front of you a violent person, extend from your heart to theirs, embrace them, love them. It is not like you do not know how to love. You are experts. Why do you think we sanctioned, chose, fostered this learning and experimentation platform of a planet? All of you who listen, and people of Earth, if you came with one specialty, one level of expertise, it was love. Try and see the embodiment of all those groups in front of you and try to send strong thoughts of love to them. Then the next day, so I don't overwhelm you, move on to all those who are disillusioned, living in despair and terror, and again I do not simply mean the mothers, the fathers, the children of war, I mean the mothers and the children who wonder if they will have food this day, whether the baby will make it through the night, whether they will have a roof over their heads, whether the banks will foreclose, whether their checks will bounce, whether they will have money for milk. Those who are so tired and in despair because they physically, emotionally hurt. Now it takes you 2 seconds to think of such a person, and send love to them. Love those who are in pain. And especially, even create a special day for those who have given up hope, because although I am watching you and infusing all of Earth with my grace, what I am seeing, there are far too many of them. More are hopeless than violent and waging war and disillusioned and even despaired. They have gone beyond despair to simply, we would say, pre-death. They have given up hope. Send love to them. Remind them that they are loved and lovable, and cherished and valued and honored and important to this ascension, to the fulfillment of my plan and theirs. What you are doing, my sweet angels, is no different than what I am doing, than we up here are doing, than the archangels are doing, the masters. Your star brothers and sisters have never been so vigorous with sending their pink ray of love energy. And the order of the day for all who are what you think of as the troops on the ground, your star brothers, lightworkers on Earth. It is the same for them as what I am saying to you. Yes, they are acclimatizing, they are adjusting, but their urgent order is, spread the love. I have always asked you, I have always encouraged you to be the love, to remember that you are the love and only the love. But I ask you, very specifically right now, not just for today or tomorrow or for next week, but for the months ahead in this coming special period of divine alignment, please, love. Love yourself. But love humanity. Lift them up and remind them who they really are, because that is what we up here are doing. Channeled by Linda Dillon on Steve Biko's weekly radio show An Hour with an Angel, http://goldenageofka.com, the 22nd of July 2014. St. Germain asks us to recommit to the Divine Mother's plan, channeled through Linda Dillon, Street Germain. There are points of confluence, not only in what you think of as your time and space spectrum, but upon your grid, your etheric grid, your physical grid, the grid of Gaia, the grid of the universe, and then there are parts. If you think of the Mother's plan, that of benchmarks where there is a coming together of energies, divine energies, my beloved ones, and human energies as well. And in many forms upon the planet right now, this planet that I love more deeply than I can express and that I will defend and protect forever, there are intersections and think of it as layered intersections in your grid, in the Gaia grid, in the universal grid, benchmarks in the mother's plan that are all in alignment at this time. Now, as you well know, this channel, Linda Dillon, refuses and abhors stating dates for coming events. So, I do not speak of specific dates for coming timelines, but I have been known to simply speak of such benchmarks and intersections. The energies of the plan are indeed in alignment at this time, that is above, below, in between, and in each dimension. Now, why am I speaking of this now? Why indeed am I telling you this? Because, dear heart, your actions, your energy, your creative energy needs to be in full force at this time, in this moment. And let me say that this moment is to be defined as a period of months, not hours, not days, not weeks. But this coming intersection, this opening, not for just one event but now for a multiple blossoming of many events, what you frequently think of and are always looking for as the great final event and show. Channeled through Linda Dillon, July 22, 2014. http://counselorflove.com, the 31st of July 2014, Jesus/Sananda, realization of the absolute futility of conflict of any sort is dawning on humanity, channeled by John Smallman. Jesus, here in the spiritual realm's excitement, as you might put it, is approaching fever pitch. Yet all across the world, and particularly in the area of Palestine and Israel, it would seem that people are experiencing hell on earth. There is an enormous amount of unnecessary and totally unjustified pain and suffering as anger intensifies and conflicts rage, but be aware that this is the essential raising into humanity's conscious awareness of the futility of these ways of behaving, relating, and attempting to resolve differences between peoples. For eons, conflict has totally failed to resolve disagreements, let alone establish peaceful coexistence between warring factions. Finally, humanity is getting the message, but it has taken this recent escalation of conflict across the globe to really bring this message home. Consequently, enormous numbers of good and loving people are working together to persuade those filled with hate and resentment to take a break from conflict and to meet with one another, initially to end the hostile activities that are tearing families and societies apart, and then to work together to establish a loving acceptance of each other's right to live in peace. It does seem to you that people have been futilely attempting this for generations, which they have, but now there is such an intensity of love bringing peoples together that the angry reactionary excitement of those you might describe as hotheads will be calmed down in order that their often intense rage ceases to fuel the fires of dissent that it seems can never be extinguished. It is a time for acceptance, for accepting that enormous numbers of people have been killed, tortured, and injured, and that nothing can alter that fact, and for also accepting that to continue burning with rage, just as before, will bring not solutions but only more utterly unnecessary and horrific suffering. Up until very recent times, it had been considered logical by humanity generally that the way to win a conflict was to increase the size of their armies and the effectiveness of their weapons. However, the nuclear ending to the Second World War made it clear that this was becoming an increasingly dangerous and indeed insane attitude to maintain or encourage. Humans are social beings who chose to limit their access to their individual spiritual natures, and as a result they divided into different races, creeds, and cultures, further separating themselves from their oneness with their divine source. However, deep within every human being, hidden under a dark and divisive cloak of fear, there burns an inextinguishable flame of love. As a consequence of the escalating violence across the planet over the last few decades, and the realization that the threat of a worldwide nuclear holocaust has not yet been totally removed, many, in desperation or perhaps frustration, are lifting that dark cloak within themselves and finding their true nature beneath it waiting to embrace them. And this is why, here in the spiritual realms, we are so excited, uplifted, and encouraged, because we can see the absolutely amazing and elevating effects that the tsunami of love is causing and promoting very rapidly across the planet and throughout humanity. Realization of the absolute futility of conflict of any sort is dawning on humanity, and many are now getting together to gently and lovingly restrain those who, as yet, cannot see this and would continue engaging in senseless, wasteful, and in fact insane conflict. So what we are seeing is that the futility of conflict has finally been truly recognized by the vast majority, consequently it will cease.